Welcome to the NeuroMasters Podcast, the place to reinvent yourself, master your mind, and change your life. Internationally recognized speaker, coach, and trainer Reg Malhotra will teach you tools to improve your mindset, change your behaviors, and let your relationships thrive. Are you ready to unlock the power of your mind? Here's your host, Reg.
So, one of the two things that you'll need from this training, whatever endeavor you use it in, for continued certainty in your life. I know this particular part that I'm discussing had a significant impact on Susanna, if you've spoken to Susanna. She's looking her whole life for answers, but this particular part that I'm discussing about certainty had her absolutely flying. She became a yes woman because she never heard this concept about, I'm talking about internal certainty. Everyone's looking for certainty from the outside, from the government, from the people. How do you create internal certainty? Well, another way of doing that, two things you need. You need two things to have ongoing certainty. A compelling vision of the future. Compelling vision. Something that pulls you. Something that you don't have to snooze the alarm for. And if you don't have it yet, don't worry about it. Keep working at it. A compelling vision of the future that pulls you. And number two, you need OPC, other people-centeredness. We call this a neuro hack because that automatically motivates you. Only because people will always do more for others than themselves. When you're accountable to somebody else, you're going to do more. You're going to do things differently. So whatever endeavor you do, you got to make it about other people. I mean, Facebook doesn't say they're a social media platform. What do they say? Who knows how Facebook have positioned themselves? Do they say, we're a social media company? They never say that. What do they say? Who knows? This is a great business and marketing principle also, I'm telling you. You can apply it personally.
They yes? Advertisers.
That's what they do, but they don't say that. That's not how they have positioned themselves. What else?
Connecting people.
Yes. They said we are connecting humanity. Talk about positioning. Even if you're a general contractor, you can still have the audacity to say, making lives better. That's how we'll separate you. And that's what motivates you to say, you know what? Our people, our team on your website say, we make lives better so people can spend more time with their children and not worry about the stuff that goes wrong. We're here for you. Suddenly you've gone from contractor to leader. A sandwich shop can say, I'm a sandwich shop owner, or they can say, we bring smiles to families. Think about what I just did there. That's what separates you from the rest. That's a concept, a compelling vision of the future and other people-centeredness. Now you're saying, Reg, how do you get a compelling vision of the future? You got to look at your own life. For some people, like, you got to align yourself with people who have and build that in yourself. Like for me, I saw so much suffering that I cannot explain to you. People hating each other, no families getting along, not enough loving. I never saw a relationship that I could look up to. Never. I thought it is impossible to have healthy, intimate relationships until my wife and I decided, you know what? Maybe we're going through our own troubles. And we thought, you know what? Are we going to carry on with this shit, or are we going to create a model for other people? Because I couldn't see it anywhere. Nowhere. And all I wanted to see was a relationship to look up to and say, you know what? This shit works. I could not find it. So they gave us a compelling vision of the future to say, okay, we can do this work. I saw so much suffering and, you know, I was like, okay, focusing on others in whatever endeavor you do, compelling vision of the future and other people-centeredness. Compelling vision of the future, if you don't have it, it's all life's going to feel like a drag. You got to create it. For some of you, compelling vision of the future can be a family. That's fine too. Can be a love. Can be a community, can be working in an environment, in a bigger purpose, can pull you there. But the greatest cause of suffering is when you are into you. That's the greatest cause of suffering. You see, a lot of people think that if you're worried about being seen, 90% of the time, you might have that traumatic event from the past, but 90% of the time is because you're worried about you. How will you sound? And I've been through it. I've questioned, is my accent good enough? Do I look good enough? I've even questioned my skin color to be able to stand up in front of people. But that's not about other people now, is it? I may position it that way. It's about me. How will I be seen? Like, I don't give a shit. I wear my shirt like this. I fumble through my words. I don't care because I'm not into me. Other than my body, I'm not even here. I'm into you. Uptime. And then the suffering, half of the suffering is because we're worried about what people will think about us. And so these sort of things matter in this field. You've got to have a compelling vision of the future, other people-centeredness. So I wanted to end this by letting you know that, you know, these are the principles that are going to guide you so much, because people want to buy your certainty that they will get a result. You're never going to have all the answers. I don't. I could still make a mistake in a session, but I know I'm going to get this person to the other side. This is not just some cheesy motivational talk. Let me tell you that this is about reality. This is 100% about reality. This is a guy standing in front of you who did not want to exist. This is a guy standing in front of you who did not trust others. This is a guy who did not receive the love. This is a guy who could not give love to himself. This is a guy who was told not to be seen. This is a guy who did not think squat about himself. But if it's not the other people that was the problem, it was how my mind was processing it. I'm just letting you know that if you're not trained in these areas, people will say all sorts of things and people will project their shit onto you. It's how do you process it? This is why I'm so passionate about this field. This is why I'm so passionate. Because language and how you process it inside of you will mean everything. Because this is the kind of magic I would love for you to create for other people. Because people are lost. They don't know. They think they've got it figured out. And they're suffering. And I'm telling you, it all starts with how you process it internally, how you use your language. Do you leave people in a better state? And it has everything to do with internal representations. Choose now to be a master communicator, because all problems are communication problems, which means all solutions are communication solutions. Think like this and you can get through anything. This is my big message to you as your trainer, as your teacher, as your mentor of this training. I would be doing you a disservice if all I did was teach you what's in the workbook. All right. Well, thank you for listening to me. We can get on with the day now. I'm sorry. I hope this wasn't like some rambling for you guys. Please give me, show me a show of hands if this was useful to you. This is something that you connect with and resonate with. Thank you very much. Because then, you know, I don't want to waste my time or waste your time. I think we believe in creating leaders. We believe in enabling and empowering humans to the point that you can be a source of light for many others who'll probably never make their way into this training. Because of their limiting decisions, because of their fears, their ideas, their perceptions, they think this is some kind of voodoo. It ain't. I'm a real guy. I have two teenage sons. I have a wife. I have a mortgage. I have got usual shit like everybody else. I have problems every day. I have people that get upset with me. I have a team to empower. I have technology to manage. I have taxes to pay. I have paperwork. So how am I some kind of freak? So when people question you, what are you learning? Oh, there's some woo-woo stuff. You say, fuck off. Don't question until you know enough. No, don't do that. Meet them at their model of the world. All right. People are going to question you anyway. You have to decide if you're in the right place or not. And when you know you're in the right place, and then you keep questioning yourself, then you send a message to your unconscious mind that you're not good enough and you cannot trust yourself. And funnily, when you trust yourself, like people ask me all the time, I don't know if I should come this journey. I don't know if I should do the next training. I don't know if I should learn this stuff. I said, listen to your heart. Your intuition knows. From there, all you have to say is, I'll figure it out because I want to be there. This is how I made progress in my life. I did not have the money. I did not have the time. I remember going to a seminar in US. It was $10,000. And my wife think that I've literally had some aliens entered me. But I said, something tells me I must go. And I made, I don't know how many times more money than that. And I kept doing that. Not, does everything work out? No. You only got to be right once. You only got to be right once. But we are so scared, we have to hold on to everything we've got, that we're not even in the journey of potentially being right once. Jenny came to me as a 23-year-old.
Thank you for tuning in today. Are you ready to take the next step and find out what's keeping you from reaching your goals and creating the life you want? Go to go.neuromastersacademy.com/gs-lp for a free transformational mini workshop with Reg. See you next week.